Well, as we get to the changing of the seasons, it's always, well, yeah, flu season, I guess, for lack of a better term there. And we're going to talk about that here this morning. Beth Olson is with us this morning. She is the Director of Public Health, Cass County Health System. Thanks for coming in.
And thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's important season. Flu season's kind of like, oh, really? Not that much fun, but it's going to make its rounds.
That's right. We can't seem to escape it, can we? It
Never.
Comes around every year, so it's that time.
Yeah, and we used to be in a position, it seemed like, where we were having to, I hate to say dole out the vaccine, kind of be cautious with it because there wasn't enough. That doesn't seem to be an issue anymore, does it?
You know, it really isn't an issue, and we just recently got our high-dose stock in for anybody that's 65 or older, so I know some individuals were trying to come in and get that, and we kind of had to put a stop to that because we didn't have any available from the manufacturers. But we have our stock in for the year and should be able to accommodate anybody in the county that should need an immunization. So.
Yeah, I think the first question everybody asks is, so when should I get my flu shot?
You know, I would say early to mid-fall, so we're right at that time. And believe it or not, we're looking at mid-October already. I'd encourage people, if you haven't already, to go ahead and get your flu immunization. It does take about 2 weeks to become effective. So, you know, I just got mine a few days ago at work, and it'll be a couple weeks before my body builds up those antibodies to protect me from the influenza.
Yeah, and I think most folks understand it's not the cold, it's not the sniffles we get when we're out in extreme cold that causes it. It's a virus. It bounces from person to person. It's because we're all packed in tightly
That's
in the winter.
That's exactly right. It passes through airborne droplets. So if you're coughing or sneezing or around somebody who's coughing or sneezing, that's how they're spreading the influenza. You know, it might spread handshakes and that kind of thing if somebody just sneezed or coughed into their hand. But typically it's airborne, and that's how we're going to catch it from one another.
Yeah, it's a good thing places like schools aren't breeding grounds for germs.
Yeah, that's right.
It seems like that's always where it kind of originates from.
Yeah.
And it's not just the kids. We all spend time there. We've got teachers and administrators and staff that work there. We go there for ball
Sporting
games and
events,
plays
absolutely.
And other events, musical events and things. Everybody in a small town, it seems like at some point in time, works their way through the school system.
That's right. And it is a breeding ground for germs. Kids aren't always the best at, you know, washing their hands well, or, learning to cough into your sleeve and that sort of thing. So certainly an area where we see a lot of sickness every year.
You know, we always hate to kind of dumb it down, but that's the reality. You just touched on it. Washing your hands, taking just common sense approach.
Throw your Kleenexes away after you use it. Don't save it until it's, saturated. Throw it away after you use it. Don't leave it on your desk or counter for somebody else to throw away. Throw that away and go wash your hands after every use.
This sounds gross, but people do that.
I agree, but, it wouldn't spread as much as it did if we weren't good hosts, so.
No, not at all. With regard to flu shots, how difficult is that to get a flu shot these days? It seems like you can get them everywhere.
You know, you can get them just about anywhere. There are several locations at different retailers throughout town. You can always stop at the hospital to the immunization room. You just check in like you would. You don't need an appointment. And then there's several clinics, and we're even going into the schools this year to give vaccinations as well. So it's really pretty easy, and especially when we're coming to you, so parents with kiddos in any of the school systems in Cass County, we're coming to them. So, sign those consent forms and make it easy on everyone.
Well, I know there's some large businesses in the area that will sponsor their own flu clinics for their own employees. Is there a size limit on that where you won't go out and make sure that folks are immunized?
No, and actually as public health, we just charge a flat fee for whether you're getting regular or high dose. We don't bill insurance, but a lot of employers take us up on that in town, and I'll send my nurse or two out depending on the size of the clinic, and they'll set up early in the morning or later in the evening, whatever accommodates your staff, and then we just bill you for kind of that flat rate of however many shots we gave that day. And employers really like that because they say, our health insurance covers it, but it's really hard to get my staff to go, sit at the clinic or, stop at the store to get their flu shot and get their whole family in at the end of a long day. Employers really appreciate us coming to them, too.
And any employer will tell you, you can put a price on the value of a healthy workforce.
It spreads pretty quick in close quarters.
Yeah,
so.
I'm sure the value of that's a lot higher than the value of that flu shot.
Yes.
So the cost of the flu shot.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that shouldn't get a flu shot?
You know, kiddos 6 months and younger, you cannot get a flu shot. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, depending on certain medical conditions you have, or if you're immunocompromised, your doctor might not want you to get a flu shot. Or if you're not feeling very well, they're not going to let you get a, if you walk into the clinic and you're just not feeling very well that day, they're not going to let you get a flu shot either. So we want you to be well. But otherwise, the majority of the population can and should get their flu shot every single year.
But flu shots are not an end-all to be-all. You can still come down with the flu.
You absolutely can. You know, sometimes maybe you were exposed to the flu a few days before you got the immunization. And like I said, it takes that 2 weeks to become those antibodies to build up and to become as effective as it will be for the season. And sometimes, you know, researchers are smart, but they don't get the right strain. And so every year they're reformulating that flu vaccine, and it's not always a 100% match. And so sometimes, you know, you're exposed to a different strain that's going around than what you were immunized against. And we don't have control over that, but we have to just trust that, you know, they are doing the research and, you know, predicting what will come to our northern hemisphere. And so no vaccination is going to be 100% foolproof, but it hopefully will decrease the severity you have of symptoms. You know, we're hoping that people won't have to be hospitalized, and we're hoping that we certainly won't see deaths.
Yeah.
So yeah, you might still come down with the influenza, but at least we hope that your symptoms will be more mild, and you'll recover quicker, you'll get back to work and school quicker, and you won't spread it to your family members as easily, too.
Yeah. It is a virus. It does morph. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, it does try to continue living. Mm-hmm. It doesn't want to die as much as we want it to.
That's right.
When we do go through that process, though, it's a difficult process. We talk about, we use the word flu a lot just when we have a little stomach upset and what have you. You've seen it all the time with notes that parents will write to their teachers to get back into school. My son had the flu. There's no threat. The fact that we don't take it as serious as we should. We take it seriously, right?
Influenza or stomach flu?
Yeah,
Which one?
Yeah, influenza.
I would say a lot of people don't take it very seriously. I wish people would take it more serious. I think that, you know, when we have maybe hospitalizations or deaths that hit home in Cass County, I think that's when it hits home for people. You know, a lot of people think, oh, it's the flu shot. I don't need that. I've never gotten sick. You know, we do hear that from quite a few people. And when you look at our immunization rates for the flu vaccine throughout the county, you know, less than half of our population does get vaccinated. So I don't know if people take it as seriously as I hope they would. You know, even though you and I are healthy individuals, you and I need to get it so we can protect the young and then, you know, the older adults and the immunocompromised in our community, too. Maybe you and I won't get it, but maybe we're protecting somebody else.
And that's really the end of the story there, too. It's not just about you. It's about protecting the other folks around you that you love, too, so that you're not passing it on to them. At what point do we know that we may be compromised? We might have flu symptoms because it can come on in a hurry, and it can be very, very serious.
That's right. It can take you down pretty quick. You know, if you've been around somebody that has influenza, typically within a few days, if you're going to get it, you start to develop those symptoms. And like you said, they come on pretty fast. And, you know, the influenza, it's going to be things like a really sore throat. You're going to have a nasty cough. It's the respiratory issues, right? It's not the stomach flu. The flu vaccination is not going to protect you from the stomach flu. So if you're having GI issues, that's totally separate. Also goes around in the winter time. The influenza kind of catches people off guard, like a ton of, you know, you wake up and you feel like you got hit by a ton of bricks. Any of those respiratory symptoms, wheezing, runny nose, just general ill feeling, fevers, those sorts of symptoms.
Get to the hospital. Call your doctor immediately.
And I would say call them, especially once influenza does hit Cass County, call them. Sometimes they have protocol put into place that they, you know, want you to wear a mask before you walk in the doors. If it's really rampant, sometimes they'll come out and actually do the influenza test while you're still in your car. So just call them and see if they want you to go through a special door. Or, you know, sometimes they don't want you sitting in the clinic where there's already individuals and young children oftentimes that we want to keep healthy. Maybe they're just there for a well child check, so we don't want them sitting in a waiting room with a bunch of sick individuals, too. So, like you said, call your doctor if you feel like that. you may be coming down with the influenza.
Well, and your facility is a large one with a lot of folks, some of them not feeling well, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, you wonder how in the world do you keep that from getting spreading through there, too. We have lots of protocols involved.
Yep, absolutely. Lots of protocols. You know, for the hospital, all of our staff have to have their flu shot to be able to work without wearing a mask throughout the flu season. So, like I said, we just finished doing that this week. You know, staying home if you're ill, washing your hands if you do feel ill or start to feel like you're coming down with something, have that mask available so you're not spreading it to others too.
And the hospital uses volunteers. They have to be vaccinated.
Yep. All of our auxiliaries are also have to have their flu shot as well.
Very good. What about somebody who says, you know, I don't get the flu shot because that makes me sick?
I would disagree with that. I would fight that one. You know, and as with any vaccination, you might have a few mild side effects, but the flu shot is inactivated. The virus in the flu shot is dead. It cannot, you know, it cannot make you ill once you get the flu shot. But you might have some, you know, general, you know, not feeling well. Maybe you have a small fever. Maybe you're a little achy. You know, most people just have a little bit of a sore arm. You know, that's the biggest complaint I hear is their arm hurts after they get the flu shot. And that's very manageable. And those, you know, a day of a side effect is, you know, worth it compared to how many days it might knock off of the influenza if you were to actually come down with it.
So bottom line, get the flu shot. You're at all eligible, and most of you are, get the flu shot, and you've made it easy. It's available all over the place. I know you've got clinics coming up as well.
We do. You know, we have an evening clinic on October 16th at the Atlantic Medical Center. You do not need an appointment. You can just come in, and that'll be from 5 to 7, and hopefully we can catch, you know, parents that might work a little late and can't get into the clinic during regular hours. Again, that's October 16th from 5 to 7 at the Atlantic Medical Center. We're doing a special event to honor Aisley McCarthy. So we're having an Aisley Family Flu Clinic. She passed away, it'll be 5 years ago, from the influenza and the complications she had from that. A young gal in the community. So her family members will be present to pass out some materials in her honor. You know, there'll be some fun kids activities and a couple snacks too. And that'll be Saturday, October 19th from 8 to 11. So a good family event, good time to take the kids, especially if it's hard to get them into the door. You know, if you can bribe them with some snacks and some kids activities and honor Aisley in that, we'd encourage people to come to that. Like I mentioned earlier, we are doing immunizations at school. So we will be in the Cam and Griswold Community School Districts on October 23rd, and then we will follow up with the Atlantic High School and Middle School on October 28th. So we're coming to the kids and teachers this year, so parents get those consents turned in and back to the school nurse so we can get your kids immunized. You can write down your insurance card, so we will bill insurance from the school clinics. And if you don't have health insurance, your children, any child 18 and under can qualify for the Vaccines for Children program, so we can get them their immunizations at no cost if you don't have other means to pay for a flu shot. So everyone should be able to get a flu shot at those clinics and not have a financial burden. And then lastly, you can always walk into the clinic. You don't need an appointment. So walk into the clinic anytime, Monday through Friday. The immunization room is open 8 to 4:30. And then on Saturdays, they're open 8 to 11. So like I said, no appointment needed. You just have to check in at the front desk and tell them that you're there for a flu shot, and then you wait your turn.
Sure. And the actual cost of the flu shot?
So they'll bill insurance if they can. Right. So I won't speak for the clinic as to, I'm not sure what a private pay would be. Most individuals, their insurance covers it. So it's not an issue.
Easy enough. Yeah. So just work that out. Yep. Awesome. Again, I told you, make it simple as possible. Mm-hmm. And it makes her job a lot easier in public health too, if folks take care of their health,
that's
right?
That's right. Yep. Less investigations on our back end if there's no outbreaks. So
awesome. Yep. Let's hope for that. Yep. Beth, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.